More than a dozen people asked the Tucson City Council last night to change how Tucson Police Chief Roberto Villaseñor enforces the state's anti-illegal immigration law. That's after an October 8th traffic stop on the south side where two men were arrested and activists protested the actions of Border Patrol and police. The demonstration ended with some people being pepper sprayed by police officers. Leilani Clark was one of those protesting.
Almost. I was one of the people that was pepper sprayed point blank in my face, 4 feet. And the fact is that this will happen again, more and more violence, because our community will not stop the resistance.
While Clark and others ask that such actions be stopped, Chief Villaseñor has said he must enforce SB 1070 under state law, although he does not support it. City Council member Steve Kosachik says Villaseñor's concerns are valid.
The relationship between our law enforcement and the local Latino community is absolutely going into the tank. It is now becoming incumbent on us as a governing body to do what we can within the context of the law. We can't tell TPD to go violate the law. You know, people sit up there and say, stop enforcing 1070. We'll get sued. But we can do some things procedurally that will kind of ease the tension between the cops and the community. I hope we can find those.
He says City Council will discuss this issue at the November 13 meeting. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.